So difficulties in establishing an unemployment claim in New Jersey, Hannon, how could that possibly be?
Well, most people think, and I think it's a very rational thought, that, gee, I've worked at this company for a year, 2 years, 10 years, and I've paid into the unemployment system, which is basically an insurance system. And my employer has chosen to fire me for, let's say, a performance issue, or there's an economic downturn, so there's a layoff. How could it possibly be that I'd have such a hard time getting my benefits?
Exactly. You know, you paid for it going in.
Well, I would say that was the system that I know and am familiar with for many, many years, up until about a year or so ago, when the governor, with the complicity of the legislature, decided that they would try to solve part of the New Jersey budget problem off the backs of working people. And one way to do that is to tighten significantly the unemployment compensation rules. So, for example, in the old days, the only thing that would stop you from getting unemployment was something like outright theft, mm-hmm. you know, something really bad.
Right.
Now, the rules are set in such a way that if you're late a number of times and the employer says, okay, lateness is a problem, that can knock your unemployment claim down. And depending on, you know, how strongly that is considered by the unemployment examiner, they could knock you out of unemployment, which means a person who's already down and out can't get back up. That's, to me, that's a big problem. So what we tell people is, whereas in the past you might have been able to get by without hiring an attorney, and of course a person who's unemployed, that may be the last thing on their mind, but think about it. Right now you get up to 100 weeks of unemployment benefits. And in this economy, it could take somebody 6 months, a year, or more to get a decent re-employment somewhere else. So that's worth a lot of money to people. And so the idea of hiring somebody to help you create the proper record up front is, to me, a much wiser course, because if you can save your benefits, you and your family have additional monies to use, you know, for a significant period of time. If you take it cavalierly, you might come out of the other side of that phone conversation that they have with you, and you say one thing, the employer says another thing, and they say to you, well, what do you have to say about the employer's statement? If you don't have the proof, or you don't have the stamina to say, gee, that's just not true, you got to talk to Bill or Angela, you may find yourself on the wrong side of that claim. They may say, sorry, bud, you were in the type of misconduct where you're not going to get your benefits.
I just have like a procedural question. Is the employer at all on the hook when if they lay off a certain amount of people, or is it the money that you paid into the system, like the state totally takes over the cost?
I'm an employer, and I do not believe my rates, other than as everybody's rates may have raised a little bit. When we have people who we let go, mm-hmm. From time to time it happens, usually without a problem, a challenge, whatever. I've not noticed that my rates go up so okay. much. So it really is. Some employers believe that. I actually had to try a case recently.
Okay.
It actually came out of Hunterdon County, where the employer said an untruthful thing about the employee. It was clearly a case of a misunderstanding, and you know, my client, the worker, said, gee, if that's how you're going to treat me and you're going to change my compensation rate, et cetera, I'm going to leave, but I feel like you fired me. Well, forget about the unemployment piece. The employer sued her to get money back because this person was just preoccupied in the mind about unemployment and what could happen to their rates or something. We had to try that case in front of a judge, and the employee won. The judge said, you know what? I feel like the employer did not treat this person well, and this person doesn't owe the employer a nickel. But wow. I'm saying that this is what we're seeing now. It's kind of like warfare, you know, where it shouldn't be that way. That's not the way it used to be. And unfortunately today, because of the economic pressure, the tax pressure, employers are either themselves complicit with it, or there's just a directive that goes from the governor and the legislature to these unemployment hearing people, where they're almost making you prove that you were laid off rather than fired for severe misconduct. Which is not the way it should be.
No, I mean, employers, I mean, you have to look at it from the employer's point of view. I mean, if the business is suffering and they're not making enough money to pay that many employees, they should be able to get rid of some of the employees so they can operate their business.
Well, get rid of it's a little strong, but still, how about
there
this?
There has to be some basis for.
Well,
for
what if it's not a an economic reversal? What if it's that the employee comes in late? What if it's the employee is insubordinate,
right,
or their work performance is not up to snuff? Okay,
right.
Terminate. But don't try to cut them off of their unemployment. Sometimes that's the only thing between them and occupying a tent on Wall Street. It's a severe dislocation. It compounds the already – because, you know, in a high – a well-functioning economy, somebody could leave job one and go to job two. Not if there's no job two.
Mm-hmm.
So unemployment becomes that bridge, hopefully to somewhere, not nowhere.